It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Our matchup tonight is live from Sydney High School. This is the Sydney Warriors hosting the Green Trojans in a boys MAC matchup here tonight. It's the Chamberlain O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chamberlain O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, the Green boys against the Sydney boys. And if you listen to WCDO all year long, you'll know that these two teams love to get after it on the football field especially. And as I look down the two rosters as I was preparing for tonight's game, I said, boy, you know, there are a lot of football players on both of these two basketball teams. And when was the last time that Green met Sydney on the football field? It was the Section 4 Class D semifinals in a game that Sydney was able to just wear down Green just enough in the fourth quarter to sneak by and get to the Section 4 Class D football championship game against Tioga. So if you're the Green Trojans here tonight, maybe you're remembering a little bit of that bad blood back from November and football season, or if you're the Sydney Warriors, are you saying, yeah, let's get another chance here at the Green Trojans? Basically, what I'm getting at here is it's always a fun matchup when these two teams get together, whether it be football, basketball, and you can add the rivalry into soccer as well as baseball. You name it, these two teams, they just always seem to have quality boys programs across the board, and that's no exception here tonight for this basketball contest. And of course, over the last few years, Green and Sydney have both had tremendous basketball programs and have had a lot of success not only in the league, but also in sectional play. So, and when you look down the roster, you'll see why, of course, with Sydney just loaded with a ton of guards on this team, led by Ethan Finch. He's been outstanding so far this year. Stephen Smith, Malik Howard, Liam Matthews, the list goes on and on for athletic guards here for longtime head coach Mike Brzee. On the other side for Green, very similar. You look at a guy tonight that I'm going to be watching, and Nate Erickson, just a sophomore, very, very athletic. I'm really looking forward to watching Finch go one-on-one with Erickson at time, because there are two guys who can run, jump, fly, jump out of the gym, you name it, they can do it. Shoot the basketball, get to the rim, and when these two teams get together, that's something I always look forward to. But Green also comes in with some good size as well. You look at a guy like senior Mitchell Walters, who's their kicker on the football team. He's got some good size down low, and I think the one thing that Sydney could be lacking this year is a big inside presence. Stephen Smith has been doing a great job, but when he gets up against someone who has a little extra meat on his bones, for lack of a better term, sometimes that can be difficult. I mean, I'm a skinny guy myself. I was in Stephen Smith's shoes one time when I was in my playing days, and when you're giving up 40 or 50 pounds to somebody down low, sometimes that can be very difficult. So I think that's where Sydney sometimes might struggle a little bit, but they certainly are not lacking for guard play. I can guarantee you that. They have some of the best guards in the MAC league, that's for sure. So maybe that's something that Green can take advantage of here tonight, is some of the size inside, and we will see how that all plays out here tonight. Of course, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. It's the perfect time to get down and get a new to you vehicle. They are there for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. A good crowd settling in here tonight for this game. Seen a lot of familiar faces that might be home on college break that used to be wearing the Sydney uniform and are home now, of course, on a little break from their college academics, and came to check out a basketball game here and support their alma mater. So this should be a fun matchup here tonight, the Green boys visiting Sydney. One thing I would like to really mention is that Sydney has not played a game since before New Year's, when they were in the Cooperstown tournament. So this has been a long layoff. In fact, this was the game that was supposed to be last week and got rescheduled to this week. So Sydney has not played a game in quite some time. Green is coming off a 55-50 loss just last night to Deposit Hancock. So we'll see if Green, being fresh from last night, if they were able to jump right on Sydney here tonight, or if Sydney having a little rust to work with, that's sometimes a tough thing to knock off that rust. So we're going to take a quick break. We will pause for the national anthem, and we will get the starting lineups here for you as well. When we come back, it's Sydney and Green on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. The Sydney boys hosting Green tonight here in a boys MAC matchup. Let's do our starting lineups first for Green and head coach Chris Rice. They have number one, a sophomore, Nate Berry. A junior, number 13, Spencer Klump. A sophomore, number 21, Nate Erickson. A senior, number 22, Mitchell Walters. And a senior, number 32, Ryan Smith. On the other side for Sydney and head coach Mike Brzee, they will start off with number 00, a senior, Ethan Finch. A senior, number 3, Malik Howard. A senior, number 5, Stephen Smith. A sophomore, number 11, Leah Matthews. And a junior, number 25, Ryan Harris. So Sydney is in the home white uniforms tonight with the black and the maroon trim. Says Warriors and maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will go right to left on your radio dial. Green is in the green uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Says green and white lettering across the front of the chest there. They will go left to right on your radio dial. So we'll jump things up here. We'll see. We'll take the opening tip here. It will be Stephen Smith for the Sydney Warriors going up against Ryan Smith for Green. And boy, Ryan Smith, we were talking about Mitchell Walters having some height in our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, but I would say Ryan Smith has got to be easily 6'4", 6'5". Sydney wins the opening tip, but the ball flies out of bounds on the far end line, and it will stay with the Sydney Warriors. So we're just underway here between the Sydney boys and the Green Trojans visiting here tonight at Sydney High School. Here's Malik Howard in the left corner as, again, Sydney goes right to left on your radio dial. 1-3-1 defense here for the Green Trojans, and they'll come back left side now straight away for Finch. Bounce pass to the corner for Stephen Smith. Smith will back one out, and to the left side here for Malik Howard. Howard back for Smith, 15 on the shot clock. Sydney continues to work it around. Finch to the left side here for Malik Howard in front of the Green bench. They go back to the right side. Sydney very patient on this opening possession. They go down low for Ryan Harris through his hands. Last touch, though, by Green, as they say, I believe it was Erickson that got over there. No, it'll be Nate Berry that touched it off his fingertips, and will stay with Sidney. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock here for the Warriors. So Finch will get it in to the top of the key now for Steven Smith. Let's see how aware they are. Right side, Finch for three, off the back rim, no good. Rebound here for Green and Nate Erickson. So a long opening possession for the Warriors, but they come away empty-handed. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Green and Sidney. Left side here, and Nate Berry is all alone, goes in, gets the layup to go, and he's fouled. Nate Berry came off a screen and was wide open, took it to the rim. Coming over was on Steven Smith, and he is picked up on the foul. And so to the line here is Nate Berry trying to complete the three-point play for Green. And the shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound by Ethan Finch, and he's off to the races here for Sidney down the right side of the floor. Finch finds Harris, and now for Steven Smith. He reverses to the left side for Malik Howard. Howard straight away back to Steven Smith for three, and he got it. Steven Smith dials long distance, and Sidney takes a 3-2 lead with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Right side for Green as they bring it back up the floor, going left to right. Now for Spencer Klump. Klump tries to go down low for Ryan Smith. It's tipped away. Smith now to the left side, looking for Nate Berry. Berry one-on-one, tries to get around the corner, gets to the foul line with 15 on the shot clock, passes down low. Shot in the lane here for Mitchell Walters is no good. A rebound scooped up by Smith, and we will have a foul on an over-the-back call on Ryan Smith here of Green. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's the Sidney boys on top of Green here on their home floor, 3-2. Live from Sidney High School tonight. Ryan Harris down low, had his pocket picked, but we're going to have a reach-in foul on the Trojans as he tried to take it to the rack. That will be a foul here on Mitchell Walters. Looks like his first and the team's second. Here's our team foul situation. Green with two, Sidney with one. Harris to the line. First shot is up and good for Ryan Harris. He's 6-foot-tall forward, a junior wearing number 25. Getting the start here tonight for the Sidney Warriors. Second shot for Harris, rattles out. And so Sidney maintains a 4-2 lead as Harris goes 1-for-2. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Warriors on top of the Trojans here in a Mac boys contest tonight. Left side of the floor for Nate Berry. Berry pump fakes and now passes one off for Spencer Klump. Klump left wing side, takes it to the rack. Nice dipsy-doo up and under move for Klump, and he gets it to go. And we're tied 4-4 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Finch to the top of the key. Now finds Steven Smith. Wants that three-pointer. Can't get it to go off the back of the rim. Rebound goes back out to Malik Howard. He fires up a three. This one rattles home for Malik Howard. Second three-pointer of the game for Sidney, and the Warriors take a 7-4 lead with 5.5 to go in this first frame. Left side of the floor for Erickson. Wants to take it right to the rim. Tried to dish off a pass stolen away here by Ethan Finch. Ahead now for Matthews. Matthews down the left wing side, takes it to the rim. He's fouled, can't get the layup to go, and he'll head to the line. The sophomore, Liam Matthews. We have 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Matthews will step to the line to shoot two here for Sidney. With 5:20 to go in the opening quarter, first shot is off the back of the rim and no good here for Liam Matthews, who just about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, was named a first-team All-State selection in Class D for football. It's just a sophomore. Tremendous wide receiver for the Warriors. His second shot won't go, and a rebound here for Green, so he goes 0-for-2. Back down the floor, tipped out of bounds. Officials are going to confer on this one. They couldn't see. Green let it go out of bounds. They thought it was touched by Sidney. The official still conferring on this one. They're going to go to the possession arrow here. Both officials saying they didn't have a clear view of it. Ball did go out of bounds, so the possession arrow is going to give it to the Green Trojans with 5:15 to go in this first quarter. I think that's the correct call anyways. I had a pretty good view of it here, and it looked like it should be Green ball. So 5:15 to go first quarter. It's Sidney 7 and Green 4. And so the Trojans inbound directly in front of the Sidney bench. They pass one down low for Evan Walters. Turnaround baby hook is no good. And a rebound here for Liam Matthews. And Sidney is looking to get out in fast break. Matthews, a good pass in transition here for Harris. Has his shot blocked. And then a reach-in foul on Harris as Green tried to take off and get back down the floor with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. 7-4, Sidney on top here of the Green Trojans. Green will inbound the ball. And Sidney coming with little full court pressure, not too much, but just enough to make it a little difficult to get it across half court. Make the Trojans think about it a little bit. Here's Erickson. Tries to pass down low, intercepted here and stolen away by Stephen Smith, and then Erickson is whistled for the foul with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Just a frustration foul there by Erickson. Gave the pass away and then just went in and bumped Stephen Smith as he brought it back up the floor. So Sidney leads 7-4 here tonight on WCDO, live from Sidney High School. We're glad to have you along. Here is Finch on the right side of the floor. Sidney goes right to left. They go Malik Howard again. Fires up a three. Dies on the front of the rim. Back out for Finch. Long two-pointer is good. Ethan Finch, his first bucket of the night. We'll see if he heats up. And it's Sidney 9, Green 4, with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key now for Spencer Klump. Klump and Green trying to get a bucket here on this possession and keep this one close on the road tonight against the Warriors. They pass down low. Nice move underneath by Evan Walters to finish. Did a little fake pass to the far side, got wide open, was able to kiss it off the glass and good. So it's Sidney 9 and Green 6. Top of the key now for Finch as they set up on offense to Stephen Smith in the left corner. Back out for Finch, straightaway three, got it. You can tell he's starting to heat up. He's feeling it. Finch has got 5 points now, and it's Sidney 12 and Green 6 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Left side for Nate Erickson. Erickson steps up for a long two, and he got it. Nice shot there from Nate Erickson with a hand in his face, and he's able to finish. It's Sidney 12, Green 8. Howard in the corner. Back up top for Ethan Finch. Straightaway three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound scooped up here by the Trojans, but stolen right back by Stephen Smith, and then he's fouled. No, they'll say it was a travel. Oh, boy. Smith pulled down that steal and then was run into by one of the Green players, so he did have to shuffle his feet, otherwise he would have fallen over. Officials will call a travel, and the Green Trojans might have got away with one there, and the Sidney fans not exactly pleased about that call from the Zebra crew. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-8, Sidney on top of Green here in Mac boys action tonight from Sidney High School. Left side of the floor for Nate Erickson. Erickson comes off a pick, looking for options for a long two. That one off the side of the rim. Rebound is loose on the floor and scooped up by Sidney. And here comes Finch back up the left side as he crosses the Sidney S at midcourt. Finch behind the back dribble, in trouble. Passes down low for Liam Matthews, and he's fouled as he puts it up. Evan Walters is whistled for the infraction here for the Trojans. With 3:05 to go in the first quarter, it's Sidney 12 and Green 8. This will be a foul, as we said, on Green's Evan Walters, his first team's fifth. So our team foul situation is Green with 5 and Sidney with 2. So Matthews to the line. His first shot is up and good. First bucket of the night here for Liam Matthews. Pretty even scoring so far for Sidney. Finch with 5. Smith and Howard both with 3. Harris with 1 and Matthews with 1. Looking to add to it here for the Warriors as they now lead 13-8. Second shot is off the mark. Rebounded nicely there by Harris, keeping the possession alive for Sidney. Kicks one out for Finch. Left side on the baseline. His shot is off the mark. And the Warriors pull it back down again with Malik Howard. Now into the left wing corner again for Harris. Skips across the top of the zone, but the pass is too tall for Malik Howard. Sails out of bounds and possession back to the Green Trojans with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Sidney 13, Green 8. Trojans trying to keep it close. They're coming off a 5-point loss against Deposit Hancock last night, 55-50. And as we said in our pregame show, Sidney has not played since before the New Year's break in the Cooperstown tournament, where they lost to the Hawkeyes in the championship game. Now a steal by Sidney. Matthews looking to run the floor down the right wing side. Stops, pops off the glass, and good for Liam Matthews. Good steal, and he's able to go coast to coast to finish. And it's Sidney 15, Green 8. Back the other way. Trojans in transition. Ahead for Evan Walters, and he finishes off the nice feed there from Spencer Klump. And it's a 5-point game. Sidney 15 and Green 10. They go Malik Howard left side. Ahead now for Finch to the high post for Harris. And back out left side. Good ball movement here for Sidney. They'll work one down low for Matthews. Coming off a cut, no good. Harris is there for the and one rebound, and he puts it in. Harris with a great play, and he now has 3 points. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, good follow-up play there by Harris. I thought maybe he was going to get fouled, but he didn't. And it's a 7-point lead. Now a steal for Sidney again. Finch down the right side of the floor, streaking like a rocket. Tried to take it to the bucket. Has his pocket picked by guess who? Erickson. We said in the pregame show, looking forward to seeing those two athletic guards go at it. And here's Erickson on the left side and into the corner on the baseline. And back up top for Spencer Klump. Klump at the top of the key with 1.5 minutes to go. Down low here for Nate Berry. Berry tries to put it up in transition. Can't get it to go. He wanted a foul. He's not going to get it. Finch comes away with the basketball. Finch to the left side of the floor. Loses control. Ball rolls out of bounds. Officials say it will stay with Sydney. With a minute 18 to go in the first quarter, it's 17-10. The Warriors on top of the Trojans. Harris is going to come to the bench after a nice job starting here tonight, and Chase Johnson will check in for the Warriors. Smith goes across for Johnson. And now we'll go to Malik Cowler to the far side for Finch. Now to Stephen Smith on the right, low block. Smith lost control of it. Ball is loose, scooped up here by the Trojans to midcourt. And now ahead for Spencer Klump. This would be big for Green if they could get a bucket on this possession late in the quarter. Down low, a little pump fake here for Evan Walters. Still trying to go up with it. Finally does. Misses the shot and a rebound here for Finch. Good job by Stephen Smith there on defense. Sydney ahead for Malik Howard. He's blocked from behind there by Erickson, and Green comes away. Klump back up the floor on the right side. Tries to go right to the rim, and he's fouled with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. The foul on Sydney's Ethan Finch. And I think Finch has a case here because the official was at a bad angle, and Klump was trying to go up for the layup, and he lost control of the ball. It was actually behind his back, and he was trying to just catch it and hold on to it when he bumped into Finch, and Finch gets whistled for the call. Erickson down low, blocked out of there by Stephen Smith. Good defense. With 35 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Warriors pick it up. Smith passes ahead, a little give and go right back to Smith from Malik Howard. 30 seconds left here in the opening frame. Sydney with a 7-point lead currently. Finch zips one down low for Liam Matthews. He was blocked, gets it back, loses it out of bounds, and it stays with the Warriors. So 18 seconds left here in the first quarter. This would be big for Sydney to get a bucket here and kind of take some of that momentum into the second quarter. Finch tosses one up to the top of the key, lost it, Klump with a steal. Ball falls perfectly ahead of him, and he's able to take it in for the layup. Spencer Klump now with 4 points. What a turn of events there, and it's 17-12. Sydney still with a chance at the end of the quarter for a shot. They go Malik Howard, now Chase Johnson, reversing left side for Finch. Steps up for three, can't get it to go, and the end of the first quarter is upon us. 17-12, Sydney on top of Green. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 17-12, the Sydney boys on top of the Green Trojans as we start the second frame. Sydney will have the ball going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. Green is in the green uniforms with the white trim. How appropriate is that? Finch at the top of the key will set things up, and Green has kind of switched it up here. Looks like maybe a little 3-2 zone on defense. We'll see how the Warriors respond. Chase Johnson in the corner, lost control of it, knocked out of bounds by the Trojans, Nate Berry. Good swarming defense, and this Green team has a lot of good length as well. I think this could be a good move by head coach Chris Rice. Boy, he's savvy. I like Coach Rice. He always has a trick up his sleeve. Left side of the floor here from Malik Howard. Now the pass inside for Liam Matthews. And they'll finally get Liam Matthews for a three-second call. I was just about to say, he has set up his tent and he's camping out in there. Coach Rice was saying the same thing here for Green, and they get him for the call. So that's a turnover with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-12. Sydney on top, but Green is hanging around playing tough here, as we knew they would. Green down the floor, off the glass. Easy look here for Alex Frere, and he can't finish. Ball tipped out of bounds. Will stay with the Trojans. Frere wants that one back, you can tell. he had a good look, and it was just one of those that doesn't go down. Rolled all the way around the rim before popping out. So Green gets it in from underneath the basket. Here's Erickson on the left side of the floor. Erickson will now find Frere, looking to go through the progressions here on the man-to-man offense. As they pass one down low here for Nate Berry, he's fouled as he tries to take it to the rim. I believe this will be, let's see, it's going to be on Chase Johnson, his first, and the team's third. And so to the line will be Nate Berry, already with 2 points tonight for the Trojans, looking to add to it here. So Berry will step in. First shot is good. It already has a feel to it, this game, I mean, that it could go the distance and kind of hang out and be this, you know, 2 to 4 to 6 point range. Ball rattles out on the second shot, so he goes 1 for 2, and Sydney back down the floor with a 17-13 lead. Right side, now for Chase Johnson. Johnson, trying to avoid a trap, will pass into the corner for Stephen Smith, still on the right wing side. 20 to go on the shot clock. Now for Malik Howard, for Stephen Smith. Smith gets around his man, stops at the elbow right side. Jumper is not good. Rebound here for Frere of Green. And the Trojans have found something there on defense. Sydney still looks a little mystified. Left side of the floor, Matthews almost with a steal. And it flies out of bounds and will stay with the Trojans with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. So the Trojans will inbound in their own offensive end of the floor, going left to right on your radio dial, and they'll get one into Erickson. Nate Erickson, the sophomore, only with 2 points so far. They're going to need some more from him to be successful here tonight, and he's whistled for a travel there as he took it down low into the land of the trees, shuffled his feet, and the ball goes back to Sydney. 6:40 to go before the halftime break. It's Sydney on top of Green, 17-13, in a boys' MAC matchup tonight live from Sydney High School. Johnson on the right side of the floor, now finding Malik Howard for Stephen Smith. Smith's another guy that needs to heat up here tonight for the Warriors. And now for Malik Howard on the right side. Now for Finch, left side. Sydney still looking for some options against this 1-3-1, or the 3-2, I should say. They go and find an option here for Stephen Smith, and he takes it to the rim, and it's good. Smith now with 5 points. It's tied for the team high so far with Ethan Finch, 5 points apiece. Erickson back down the other way for Green, and they'll be whistled for a traveling violation here on Alex Frere. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 19 and Green 13. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. However you're listening or following along, we appreciate you joining us here on this Wednesday night, live from Sydney High School. Here's Smith, passing down low for Liam Matthews. Matthews into the corner now for Malik Howard. Back up top for Chase Johnson. Johnson feeds one down low, intercepted by Erickson. Quick hands and a head now for Frere. Frere through his fingertips and out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Sydney. Frere is just struggling a little bit here over the last minute. It's just one of those things, you got to shake it off and keep playing. 5:40 to go, second quarter, 19-13 to score. As Green continues to go to the bench here, as Klump will come back into the game, as well as Mitchell Walters. Walters, I think, had some sort of an equipment problem, had to go to the locker room for a couple minutes, and appears to be back and set to go now. Sydney with the ball, leading by six. Stephen Smith, left side of the floor, thought about a 15-footer, instead reverses to the right side for Finch, tries a three-pointer, no good. Klump is going to gather up another rebound, and Klump down the length of the floor, had it stripped. Nice job by Sydney's Chase Johnson to hustle back and just kind of just get his fingertip in there to make sure that he couldn't go up for that layup. Ball goes flying out of bounds and will stay with the Trojans with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Trojans with the ball. Inbound pass to the left side, and losing control of it there like a hot potato was Bobby Mills for the Trojans. And it goes back to Sydney. Coach Rice not pleased there. Just looked like Trojans were kind of asleep on that inbounds play. And so the Warriors get a freebie and get it back as they lead 19-13 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Malik Howard at the top of the key, finding Stephen Smith, and let's see. Going to be a three-second call again on Liam Matthews down low for Sydney. That's the second one against him. And so the Trojans will get it back. Coach Brzee saying, all right, you got to pay attention down there, guys. Can't be setting up shop in the lane. Trojans will try to get it in, and we will have a timeout call with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. They were having trouble getting the ball in, so Coach Rice calls a timeout. Sydney 19, Green 13 will step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5 minutes to go in the second quarter, 19-13. The Sydney boys on top of Green here at home tonight in Mac boys action, and Sydney's going to come with a little full court pressure here out of the timeout. Erickson will dribble through it and set up shop here on offense as Green goes left to right on your radio dial. Back to the top of the key here for Spencer Klump. Klump now finding Mitchell Walters. Dribble drive down low, has his pocket picked by Liam Matthews. Matthews trying to go coast to coast, lost control of the basketball, and Green is able to steal it back away. Erickson down the left side of the floor. Hits the gas, wants to take it right to the rim, tries to lay it up and in. Shot won't go, and a rebound for Finch, and the track meet continues. Finch trying to go coast to coast. Finds Malik Howard, who dishes one off here for Matthews, who takes it into the paint, and he's fouled with 4.5 to go in the second quarter, and Matthews will go to the line with the score, Sydney 19 and Green 13. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself at Mirabito today. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Shot is up here and no good for Liam Matthews. And he's got another one coming here. And maybe you can see a little bit of that rust we talked about during the pregame show. They have not played. I believe it was December 28th was the championship game of the Cooperstown tournament as Matthews makes his second shot. He's got four. So that's a long layoff from then until January 10th. This game was supposed to be on the 4th. Got rescheduled for tonight. Sydney hasn't had anything in between. They do lead 20-13 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Green has the ball going left to right on your radio dial. Pass down low here for Evan Walters. Walters back up front here for Erickson, and he drains the three-pointer. And it's 20-16 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. That might be the bucket that the Trojans needed to get their mojo back. Now here for Malik Howard on the left side. Howard finding Stephen Smith. Setting up offense for Howard in the corner. Howard's just got to pull that trigger once in a while. He's got such a great three-point shot, but he has not let one go here tonight. Howard lost control of it here, and Klump with another steal here for Green. A behind-the-back dribble, takes it to the rim, can't quite finish it. Ball is loose and knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Sydney Warriors with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Lucas Tanner will check in. Let's see who heads to the bench here. And it will be Liam Matthews getting a quick break, with Sydney leading 20-16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Green's also going to go to the bench. Alex Frer will check back in. Erickson's going to get a breather. That's a big-time three-pointer he just hit on the last Trojans possession and pulled them back within four. 20-16 is the lead. Both teams have been a little cold shooting the basketball here in the second quarter. Here's Finch passing down low for Stephen Smith off the glass and good. Smith with a game-high 7 points so far right now off the good feed there from Finch. And it's 22-16 sitting on top of the Green Trojans here live from Sydney High School tonight. Boys Mac basketball action for you. Now a steal by Malik Howard. Howard off to the races, and he loses it right back. Good job by Brandon Whitaker to come in and get a steal off the bench. Ahead now for Klump. He wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled with exactly 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Foul is going to be on Lucas Tanner, who just checked into the ballgame. His first, team's fifth. Here's our team foul situation. Green with six, and Sydney with five, and Klump will head to the line. So the junior, Spencer Klump, wearing number 13, gets the first one to go. Klump has 5 points, and he's done a really good job tonight in the passing lanes with getting some steals and creating havoc and then running out ahead, and he's been able to finish his two buckets of the night on the fast break. He goes 1-for-2 at the line here as that one rolls out. And Sydney will scoop up the rebound and ahead now for Ryan Harris. Harris lost it, though, as he tried to bounce pass to the high post, and it was an easy steal for the Trojans. So it's Sydney 22, Green 17 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Klump to the left side. Klump's going to try to take it to the rim again. Lost control. Ball rolls over the end line and will stay here with the Trojans with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. 22-17. Low-scoring affair here in the first half for two teams that usually can put up quite a few points, especially the Warriors. Green tries to throw it in, but it's immediately tipped. Warriors come away with the ball. Here's Finch. A little out of control there, and Green is going to take it right back from him. Here is Klump. Klump down the floor. Into the corner. Pull-up jumper for Frayer. Hits the side of the rim and is too short. And now scooped up here by Stephen Smith with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Smith gets across the half-court timeline, and he's fouled. A hand check there against Spencer Klump. Boy, it's been a back-and-forth affair here. Both these teams have been doing a nice job with some steals, but then when they get in transition, maybe a little out of control, and the ball becomes a hot potato, and it's going back the other way before you know it. Stephen Smith will step to the line here to shoot two. One out-of-town score to report just went final. The BG girls defeating Harpersville 89-23 here tonight on the road. As Smith gets the first one to go, he now has 8 points. Yes, 89-23, so the BG machine continues to roll. They are just having a fantastic season, just loaded with talent at BG. So Smith makes the first one. Second foul shot coming here for the senior. Stephen Smith rattles out one out of two. And Sydney leads 23-17 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Down the left side of the floor here for Nate Erickson. Erickson at the top of the three-point arc. Little give and go, gets it back, steps into the corner. Now tries to pass down low here for Ryan Smith. Turned around shot in the paint, up and good for Ryan Smith. And that's what Coach Rice has been trying to get him to do all night. Post up in there and use that 6'5" frame. Still anybody's ball game. Sydney 23, Green 19 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for Finch. Down low for Harris. Harris's pass is intercepted. Gets it back, though, as the ball was loose. Smith in the corner on the baseline. Tries to go back to Harris and does. Harris works it inside again for Smith on the left low block, and he's fouled as he goes to the rim. Ryan Smith thought it was a clean block. The officials say otherwise. And Stephen Smith will go to the line. That was some Smith-on-Smith crime there as Ryan fouls Stephen. Oh, I should stick to my radio job. No comedy in my future. Smith to the line here with 1:35 to go in the second quarter, 23-19. And Smith gets the first one to go on the rattle, and he now has 9 points. Sydney's going to go to the bench again here with Justin McMillan, the senior, checking in for Harris late in the second quarter. 24-19. Sydney boys clinging to this 5-point lead. Every time it looks like they're going to start to space it out, Green has done a good job to get a bucket and stay in it. Second one is good for Smith, so he has a game-high 10 points here as we approach the halftime break. Here's Frayer, steps up for a jumper, left it short. Rebound, scooped up by Smith, and ahead now for Ethan Finch. Finch puts on the brakes. Now for Smith, good pump fake, gets in the paint, off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound is ripped down here by Evan Walters. And Walters ahead now for Erickson. Erickson slows down, puts the brakes on, wants to set up shop here and get a good possession for the Trojans. Left side for Whitaker, who's back in the game now for GCS. They try to pass down low, stolen away by Stephen Smith. He denied the entry pass and was able to scoop it away. And back up the floor for Finch. Great zipping pass down low. Now they kick it in the corner for McMillan. McMillan for three, off the mark. Rebound for Lucas Tanner, pops it up and in. Lucas Tanner, the man they call LT, puts it in, and it's 27-19 with 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Erickson on the left side of the floor. Bounce pass to the high post. Having a little trouble controlling it is Mitchell Walters. Walters dribbles out of trouble, gets it back to Whitaker, who slipped up but managed to pass it before he traveled. Gets it back to Erickson, 15 on the shot clock. Now for Frayer on the right wing side. 10 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock here before the half. They get it back off to Erickson. He flies for three, won't go. Rebound for Smith, and he is fouled there on the rebound by Alex Frayer, and that's a tough foul because this is going to send Stephen Smith to the line. It's his first and the team's ninth. He just got to let him go there and let him dribble back up the floor. So Frayer is going to come to the bench, and Nolan Butler will step in. here for the Trojans. This is a young green team. When you look down the roster, lots of sophomores, lots of juniors. Smith, first shot is good. He's got 11. Let's see how many. Six sophomores on this green varsity team. When I spoke with Coach Rice earlier in the year, he said, we're going to have some growing pains, but this is a group that can certainly gel, and a ton of athletes between the great programs that they have year-round at Green. Second shot for Smith is up and good. Or will they say, nope, they're going to call a timeout here. So the shot is good. I thought maybe they were calling a violation. But 12 points now for Steven Smith. Timeout for Sydney. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 29, Green 19. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Heck of a first half here for Steven Smith. 12 points, and if my calculations are correct, he's got 8 rebounds as well. So great job there by Steven Smith. 10 seconds to go as they bring it back up the floor. Green with the ball, and that's Nate Erickson. He's going to get fouled at the big Sydney S at midcourt. So 10 seconds to go here. Sydney leading 29-19 before the halftime break. Erickson gets it in. Let's see what kind of a look he can get here for the Trojans. Passing down low. Nice pass for Evan Walters. Turn around. He lost control of it. Ball is loose on the floor with 2 seconds left. Going to be, what, a jump ball here? Let's see. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Green. So exactly 1.8 seconds before halftime. Green's got pretty much time to catch and shoot. Erickson gets it in, finds Walters for three at the buzzer, off the back of the rim, no good. So our halftime score is Sydney 29 and Green 19. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up, and we will break down the first half, get you our scoring summary, our stats, and some out-of-town scores as well. 29-19 at the halftime break. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Sydney Boys on top of Green here at Sydney High School, 29-19. A little surge in the last 2 to 3 minutes of the second quarter allowed Sydney to kind of push from a four-point lead all the way up to 10. So this is a nice lead for the Warriors in what was really a tight first half between these two. Our scoring summary in the first half, let's do first for the Sydney Warriors. 12 points for Stephen Smith, and unofficially I have him with 8 rebounds. So almost close to a double-double in the first half for the senior swingman here for the Sydney Warriors. So again, 12 points, 8 rebounds for Stephen Smith in the first half. 5 points for Ethan Finch, 4 for Liam Matthews, 3 for Malik Howard, 3 for Ryan Harris, and 2 for Lucas Tanner in the first half here for Sydney. On the other side for Green, they're led by Spencer Klump and Nate Erickson, both with 5 points apiece. Evan Walters with 4, Nate Berry with 3, Ryan Smith with 2. So we know, talking with Coach Rice earlier this year, he said we're a young team, we're going to have some growing pains, but we do have some good depth, and he was not afraid to use pretty much everybody on that bench in the first half, and that was great to see. A lot of guys rotating in and out, and it's certainly something that will pay off for them down the road. Again, 6 sophomores on this team for the Green Trojans, and a lot of them are very familiar names from soccer and football, so you know that they're good athletic type of players, and under the instruction of Coach Chris Rice, I'm sure they are going to have a bright future. The Green program is always very strong, and yeah, they're a little young this year, but they're a team that could take down anybody in the MAC at any time with just some of the athletes that they have. Of course, it's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We finally got through that cold spell where it was just wicked cold there for about a week, week and a half, and it's finally feeling like summertime out there with these 20 and 30 degree days. It's excellent, but still good time to settle down at night, listen to a basketball game here on CDO. And if you ever want to go back, you missed a game, you want to rehear a game, like our game last night was super fantastic between Morris and GMU. The crowd was into it. It was a good one. You can go back online. Our game audio archive is right at WCDOsports.com. You click on that link, you can go there. It's a free listen or a free download, and that's all courtesy of SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. We'll take another break. Our halftime score, the Sydney Boys on top of the Green Trojans, 29-19. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you in a few seconds on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, and welcome back. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDL with our score Sydney 29 and Green 19. One other out-of-town score to pass along. We mentioned it during the broadcast, but just wanted to pass it along once again. The BG girls defeating Harpersville 89-23. Here tonight in MAC action. I do know that the Delhi girls are on top as they start the fourth quarter against Afton 56-12. So we do have some games that are finishing up here tonight. So in our post-game show tonight, we'll get you those out-of-town scores as well as a few more games should be finished up by that time. Our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, remember, use that Morabito Rewards Plus card. You'll save instantly right at the pump. You can call for more information, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. This is our last game of the week on the radio. We won't have anything else on the radio this week, so you can follow along on Twitter. And then next week we'll have a full slate. There are some huge, monumental games coming up over the next week or two. That's really where we get into the meat and potatoes of the schedule, especially for the girls. Starting next week, there are some huge games, some BG-Unitego matchups, Deposit-Hancock-Unitego. We haven't seen Unitego in a couple of weeks now. I'm excited to get back up there, watch the boys and the girls, and it's going to be a ton of fun, that's for sure. So some real great games starting next week. So make sure you check out our website, WCDOsports.com. We'll have the schedule for you up there. One last quick break. Third quarter coming up here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks, as we get set to start the second half on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. He's our in-game producer. Thanks to Jim, always hanging out with us on these game nights. Now, Jim has to deal with my schedule. I'm the one who creates the schedule here, and we're doing 40, 50, even 55 games a year now for basketball, so it's a big responsibility for me and for Jim, so we appreciate him and all the hard work he does here at CDO as well, because there's got to be somebody back there to keep me in line. Got to keep me in line on these game nights, and Jim does a great job of that. Sydney will have the ball to start the second half. They're in the home white uniforms with the gray and the maroon trim. They'll go left to right on your radio dial. Green is in the green uniforms with the white trim. They'll start off on defense and go right to left to start the second half. So Sydney has the ball. They lead 29-19. Second half is underway. Here's Lucas Tanner at the high post for Sydney. Bounce pass to the right side from Malik Howard. And now back for Finch. Finch outside the three-point line looking for options. Sydney very patient again. Now for Stephen Smith. Again, 12 points, 8 rebounds in the first half for Smith. He's looking for more. Has his pocket picked, though, by Erickson. And he sprints down the floor on the right side. Good head fake. Takes it to the rim. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound put up here by Ryan Smith, and he's fouled. Couldn't finish it off, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be on Malik Howard, his second and the team's first here in the second half. And so Ryan Smith, 2 points tonight so far for Green, will step to the line. First shot is off the front of the rim here for Smith. And he's a guy they need to get going. 6'4", 6'5", I would say, inside, and appears to have some good skill inside, some good moves, as he has over the last couple of years when we've seen him. He is a senior. Smith gets the second one to go tonight. He just seems to be a little quiet for some reason. 7.5 to go, third quarter, 29-20 to score. Sydney on top of the Green Trojans. Top of the key now for the Warriors. Left side for Malik Howard. Howard, bounce pass for Liam Matthews, as Green has come out of that very active 3-2 again here on defense. right side of the floor for Steven Smith. Now for Finch. Step in jumper, 20 feet, no good. And scooped up by Green on the rebound. And this is exactly what you want if you're the Trojans. Get a couple of stops. Try to get your feet set on offense again here and start chipping away at this lead. You're not going to get it all in one possession. Just need to start chipping away if you are GCS. Got a long second half ahead of you. Erickson to the top of the key. Now finding Spencer Klump. Klump goes to the high post. Left low block for Ryan Smith. Back off for Klump. Little give and go. His jumper is no good. Not enough spice on that one. And the rebound goes to Liam Matthews, and he's fouled on the rebound by Klump, who was trying to follow his shot but then got too much of the body on Liam Matthews. With 6:35 to go in this third quarter. 29-20, Sydney boys on top of the Green Trojans. Here's Malik Howard on the right wing side. Now finding Steven Smith. Smith looking and finding Matthews. They got Matthews back out at the top of the key now. First half he was more down low. As he fires up a shot here, it's no good. Erickson scoops up a rebound, goes flying down the court, and he's fouled from behind with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Erickson and Finch just went toe-to-toe on that one. Both went flying out of bounds. Chris Wright wants a little bit more than just a personal foul here. I don't think he's going to get it. Erickson's going to go to the line, but that was a scary-looking play. 29-20 the score. And boy, I don't know. I thought he was in the act of shooting. And they're going to say it was on the floor. Wow, so Green's not even going to get some foul shots out of this one. That is surprising to me. Glad to see that everybody's okay on both sides, as it was a train wreck as they came flying down the floor. Trojans underneath the basket will look to get it in. They do, and a nice pass here for Nate Berry. He couldn't finish, but right there to Windex the glass and put it up and in is Ryan Smith. He'll finish, and it's 29-22 with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Right side for Malik Howard. Green is trying to chip away at this right now. Finch thought about an NBA three. Instead takes it into the paint. The kiss off the glass is no good. Rebound is loose. Out of bounds and back to the Trojans. And so in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, Sydney has not scored. And Green continues to try to make some progress to get back in this game. Sydney 29, Green 22. Here live tonight from Sydney High School, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me. Here's Erickson on the right side of the floor as the Trojans go right to left on your radio dial. Back off. Straight away three for the Trojans. Left it short. That was Nate Berry. Rebound is skimmed up and picked up here by Steven Smith. Ahead now for Lucas Tanner. And he was trying to get to the rim before he had the ball, pretty much. Went through his hands and out of bounds back to the Trojans. With 5.5 to go, third quarter, the Trojans will walk it back up the floor with Nate Berry. Green doing an excellent job on defense to keep this game close. They'll go to the interior now for Mitchell Walters at the right low block. Kicks one out for Berry for three. Got it. Downtown, Nate Berry. He's got 6 points, and Green is right back in this ballgame. They were down 10, and now they're down 4. 29-25 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Steven Smith, left wing side, outside the three-point line. Almost lost it. Thought maybe it went off his foot there. They're going to say it was last touched by Green as the ball rolled across the sideline. Sydney will hold on to it here. Finch now finds Smith in the corner. Good pump fake. Gets baseline. Now kicks it out. Top of the key here for Ethan Finch. Finch lost it but has to track it into the backcourt and will hold on to possession here for the Warriors with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Finch, little 360 spin into the corner now for Smith. Goes baseline again. Wants to finish this time. Is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but we'll head to the line. With 4:45 to go in the third quarter, it's Sydney 29, Green 25. This will be the fourth foul here on Ryan Smith, the 6'4" center for the Green Trojans. And he's going to have to come out of the ballgame here after the first foul shot by Smith, which is up and good. He rattles it in. He's got 13. Smith is going to come to the bench. Evan Walters will check back in. Smith with a nice start to that third quarter. Shame to see him go to the bench here for you Trojan fans. Smith's second shot is pure. So Smith has got 14 points, and Sydney finally gets some points here in the third quarter. They lead 31-25. Erickson to the right side of the floor, looking for options. Chest pass far side for Nate Berry as the Trojans go right to left. They look to work it around. Sydney still in their man-to-man as they traditionally are. Erickson tries to go right to the rim, and he's bodied up and fouled by Liam Matthews. Just that quick first step there by Erickson that we see in football at his running back position. He is so fast. His older brother, Luke Erickson, of course, now playing football for the Syracuse Orange. So it's a great and very athletic family for the Erickson clan. First shot is up and good here for Erickson. He's got 6 points. Second one coming with 4:25 to go in this third quarter. 31-26 the score. Matthews is going to go to the bench, and Harris will check back in here for the Sydney Warriors. Team foul situation, two apiece for Sydney and for Green. Erickson, second shot coming off the front of the rim, can't get it to go. Skying for a rebound, putting it back up and in is Mitchell Walters. Believe it or not, his first basket of the night, and it's 31-28 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Finch back down the floor as Sydney goes left to right. They work it into the low post. Good up and under move for Steven Smith, and he gets it to go. Shooter's touch, and he's got 16, and he's putting Sydney on his back right now and carrying them. It's 33-28 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Erickson down low, dumps one off. Great pass there for Evan Walters, and he couldn't finish the shot, and Sydney comes away with the basketball. Finch down the right side. Down to the top of the key, finding Steven Smith. Gets to the bucket, but just couldn't finish. Did everything but put it home there. Harris with a rebound. Lost it in traffic. Ball is flying around here and scooped up by Sydney. They'll hold on to it, and they have a fresh shot clock to work with. And they lead 33-28 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Finch now finding Smith at the high post. Smith back for Malik Howard. Howard will not pull the trigger on that one and gives it back to Finch as we come up on 10 seconds to go. On the shot clock, Finch down low, fall away jumper, can't get it, and a rebound here for Green. Trojans trailing 33-28. Late third quarter. They find Spencer Klump for Green. Dishes one off here for Walters. His shot is off the mark. Finch with a rebound. We're going to have a call here. Let's see what it is. A traveling violation on Sydney. On the rebound is going to give it back to the Green Trojans. So we've said it a couple times during this broadcast tonight, but every time it looks like Sydney might hit the gas and pull away, the Trojans have found a way to get back in this ball game. Credit to them. It's been scrappy. Right side of the floor, Erickson will throw it away. Little miscommunication there with Nate Berry. They weren't on the same page, and the ball went flying back out of bounds. With 3:05 to go in this third quarter, 33-28 is our score. Sydney on top of the Green Trojans. Hasn't been pretty at times here tonight, but both these teams duking it out here in MAC action. Finch will cross the half-court timeline as the Warriors go left to right. Finch on the right wing. Into the corner now for Malik Howard. Back out for Finch. Down low for Lucas Tanner. Dishes one off for Steven Smith. Off the glass and good. I don't know how he got it to go in. He muscles it home, and he's got 18 points. Steven Smith having a great night here with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-28, Sydney on top of the visiting Green Trojans here tonight. Klump at the top of the key, now back for Erickson. Erickson off the glass, and he's fouled. And they'll say it was on the floor, I believe, here, with 2:35 to go in the third. No, they'll say it was shooting, so he will go to the line. Foul will be on Harris, his second, and the team's third. And so stepping in will be Erickson. First shot is up and good. Nate Erickson now with 7 points. And that is a team high at the moment. You have Erickson with 7, Berry with 6, Klump and Smith both with 5. And the second shot is good for Erickson. He now has 8 points. And Green still continuing to hang around in this ballgame. Sydney leads by 5, 35-30. Lucas Tanner at the high post now finds Malik Howard. He dials up a 3, gets it to go. Malik Howard with 6 points on 2 3-pointers, and I wish he would pull that trigger a little bit more. He's got a great-looking shot. Down low, into the high post. Finch gets tied up here. We'll have a jump ball as they tried to work it inside for Nate Berry. Him and Finch got tied up for a jump ball. Sydney on top by 8, 38-30 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Green underneath with Nate Erickson. He will inbound the ball. Gets it to Spencer Klump. Turnaround shot here is out of control. Erickson rips down a rebound. Blocked by Smith. Ball out of bounds. No, it'll stay in. Harris was able to save it. And ahead now for Malik Howard. Howard will hold on and leave it back off for Harris. Good save there by Ryan Harris to keep it in bounds. As I thought it was going to go out. It allowed Sydney to control it with a minute 55 to go. Third quarter. Finch with a deep three. Got it. Finch had not scored in the second half until that bucket. He's now got 8 points, and it's 41-30. We're going to have a timeout here. Looks like Erickson will have to come to the bench. with a minute 45 to go in this third quarter. And we're going to have a timeout. Green's actually going to take this timeout here. So Sydney leads 41-30 late in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
41-30 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And the Sydney boys are on top out of the timeout. Green will have the ball. And they will look to get it in here and bring it up the floor. They had cut it all the way down to four before a big shot by Malik Howard and then Ethan Finch on back-to-back three-pointers really let Sydney get a little cushion here. Ball is loose on the floor, scooped up here by Howard, and Howard will look to bring it down. Howard on the right side finds Lucas Tanner. Tanner to the high post finds Ryan Harris. Harris is trapped and has some trouble, but he gets the ball out of there and back across the floor for Stephen Smith. Smith now will find Ethan Finch into the high post for Lucas Tanner. Tanner tries to dribble down low, and we'll have a jump ball situation. Arrow is going to keep it with the Warriors as they lead by 11, 41-30, with a minute 15 to go in this third quarter. So underneath the bucket here, Ethan Finch will inbound the ball here for the Sydney Warriors, and I believe Erickson had to come out of the game there before that timeout because I think he might have gotten popped in the lip and there was a little blood, and then Green decided to call a timeout anyways to give him a little extra time. They need him on the floor. Stephen Smith down low, and it's blocked out of there by Evan Walters. Walters will bring it back up the floor with a minute to go, and now leave one off here for Alex Frere. Frere now will find Spencer Klump. Klump at the top of the key. We're under a minute to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading 41-30 here tonight live from Sydney High School. Here's Whitaker down low. Got tied up with Stephen Smith. Ball punched out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Trojans. Should be an exciting fourth quarter coming up. We'll see if Green has another run in him to try to get back in this ball game. Klump will inbound the ball underneath the basket as Green goes right to left, and it's stolen away by Harris. Underneath, dishes one off for Smith, and Sydney is on the run. Finch ahead now for Lucas Tanner. Back up top for Ryan Harris. Feeds one across for Smith on the left low block, and he is fouled on the floor here by Evan Walters. Both teams have done a pretty good job here of keeping it clean in the second half. That's just the third team foul on Green. There's only three on Sydney as well. Second personal on Evan Walters. So Sydney will inbound underneath the bucket to our right. Malik Howard on the left wing side as Sydney goes left to right. We'll find Ethan Finch outside the three-point line straight away. Finch, right side of the floor, lost control of it. Ball is loose right in front of the Sydney bench. Harris gets tied up with Klump. We will have a jump ball, it looks like, here with 24 seconds to go in this third quarter. Possession arrow this time is going to give it back to the Trojans. And so good scrappy play there, good hustle by both sides, by Klump from Green and Harris from Sydney. Jump ball is going to go back to the Trojans with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Top of the key now for Klump. Klump finding Frere. 15 seconds to go, and he's fouled by Finch. Finch was getting pretty aggressive out near midcourt, maybe looking for a steal. And he's whistled for a reach-in foul. That will be his second and the team's fourth. Whitaker will inbound the ball on the left side of the floor here, directly in front of the scorer's table near midcourt. Trojans will have a chance at a last-second shot here to end the third quarter. Klump lost control of it. Timeout will be taken here by the Trojans. Will they get it, or will we have a jump ball? No, the officials will say jump ball. So it's going to go back to the Sydney Warriors. So good try there by Coach Rice to try to sneak in a timeout to save possession, but couldn't do it. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Lucas Tanner will inbound in the backcourt here for Sydney. Now finding Steven Smith, ahead now for Howard. Sydney's going to try to get off one last shot. They'll go into the corner for Harris for a three. It's too long, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. With the score, Sydney 41 and Green 30. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter on WCDO. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm Nate Lull, also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. 41-30 is our score to start this fourth and final frame. The Sydney boys on top with an 11-point lead. And we'll see who has the ball to start the fourth quarter here. Head coach Mike Brzee having a quick word with the officials here before we get started. As Nate Erickson is back in the game, I do believe late in the third, he might have had a little bloody lip there, so he had to come out. Appears to have everything taken care of, and they will need him on the floor if they would like to get back in this ball game here. Erickson with a team-high 8 points for Green. On the other side, 18 for Steven Smith. He now has a double-double. I have confirmed he is at least into double figures in the rebounding category as well. So Coach Brzee still speaking with the officials here before we start this fourth quarter. Green has gone back over to their bench, and they're having word with the coaching staff, getting a final drink here before we start the quarter. And I think they're just trying to decide maybe if there was a problem with the arrow on whose possession this should be. Officials are going to leave Coach Brzee and go have a little conference here at midcourt. Not exactly sure if Coach Brzee saw something else or if this is just who should have the ball to start the fourth quarter. It seems a little lengthy if they're going to do that. And so this is a little bit of a delay here. And both sides are getting a little testy here. As during this little timeout here, Green has tried to sub a couple of players in. Sydney has taken offense to that. And we'll see. The official's trying to sort everything out here. So this is an exciting start to the fourth quarter here. And this kind of sums up the Green and Sydney rivalry. It's been a lot of fun the last couple of years in football and in basketball. They both had great successful teams, good within the league and also within sectional play. So it is certainly spilled over onto the basketball court here as well. 41-30 is the score. Sydney boys on top, and we'll see if we can get things underway here. Green is going to have the ball. Not exactly sure if they were having, again, an argument about whose possession it was or about what players could sub into the game. So Green is going to have it after everything got sorted out. I'm going to have to ask during our postgame show maybe what that one was all about. Either way, we're underway in the fourth quarter. Green trailing 41-30. Left side of the floor here for Spencer Klump. Tries a pull-up jumper, left it short. Not enough spice on that one, but hustling for the rebound was Brandon Whitaker, keeping it alive for the Trojans. Whitaker on the right side, outside the three-point line, now looking for Frere. Frere with a dribble drive. He's in the paint at the left elbow. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Back for Whitaker. Whitaker dumps one out. Long three-pointer from Mitchell Walters is off the mark, and a rebound for Sydney. And the Warriors will walk it up the floor with Steven Smith. Again, 18 points, and he's into double figures on rebounds as well. Last I counted, he had 11. So a heck of a night so far for Steven Smith. Left side now for Finch, and into the corner for Chase Johnson. Tried an interior pass, and it was kicked there by Evan Walters and out of bounds. So now the starting five can really check back in here for the Trojans, as they were not allowed to before the quarter started. And so Erickson now back in the ball game, and they're going to have to be careful with Ryan Smith, too, their big guy playing with four fouls. Ball thrown away here by the Warriors as they tried to get it in. And so the Trojans will get possession back. Sydney's going to come with a little 2-2-1 full court pressure, it looks like. Now they're going to back it off. It's interesting. They've done that a few times tonight. Shown it and then kind of backed off and met him at midcourt. Down low, Nate Berry swatted out of there. A good block there by Stephen Smith. He gets it back, passes over to Ryan Smith, who finishes. And Smith now has seven. He's been in foul trouble, but he's done a nice job besides that. Here's Harris down the right side, finding Malik Howard, and Sydney puts on the brakes to try to set up on offense and take their time. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 41, Green 32. Still anybody's ball game. Sydney in control at the moment, but Green trying to press and get back in. Here is Harris down low, finding Stephen Smith. He's fouled as he tries to go up, and the foul will be on Erickson with 6:35 to go in the fourth. So Smith, the senior, wearing number 5, will head to the line. Of course, older brother Kyle Smith graduated a year ago over in the stands, home on college break, watching younger brother Stephen get the job done here tonight. He's got 19, so he makes the first foul shot. Boy, they were a great dynamic duo, Stephen and Kyle, and that team last year for Sydney came up a little short in the MAC playoffs, losing in the semifinals to Unadilla Valley. And Smith gets the second one to go. It was an unfortunate ending to that season for Kyle, breaking his foot. He was really the senior leader of that team, but it's been a great job for Stephen, taking up the mantle this year to be one of the leaders for this team in his senior year. Back the other way, Smith is going to get whistled for a foul as Ryan Smith goes up for the shot there for Green, and he'll head to the line. So again, Smith on Smith crime there, as those two have had a good battle in the low post tonight. So Ryan Smith will step to the line here for the Green Trojans. First shot up and rattles out. It's been a tough night for Smith. You can see it on his face as he misses that shot. It just, the shots have not fallen for him. He does have 7 points, though, and they all are big if they're trying to get back in this ballgame. Second one, he gets the shooter's touch. He's got 8 points. With 6:20 to go in this fourth quarter, it's Sydney 43 and Green 33. Steal here by Erickson. Erickson lost control of it, but then scoops it back up and back down the floor here for Nate Berry. Berry finding Erickson, who's barking out some signals here, trying to set up on offense in the man-to-man for Green. Here's Erickson left side. He's going to take it baseline. Now dumps one off for Smith. Down low, off the glass. Can't finish. Finch with a rebound. And Sydney is looking to run. Finch down the left side of the floor. Finch trying to take it to the hoop. He's blocked. Smith came all the way back and knocked it away. And Green back up the floor now. Here is Klump. Klump steps in at the foul line. Can't get it to go. Finch with another rebound. And again, it's like he's shot out of a cannon down the left side of the floor. Finch dishes one off for Malik Howard, who can't finish the right-handed layup. And a rebound here for Green. End-to-end action between the Trojans and the Warriors. Here's Klump, right side, wants a three-pointer, pulls the trigger, off the mark, back of the rim. Green with another rebound for Smith. Smith now for Nate Berry. Berry on the baseline in the left-wing corner. They go back inside for Smith, and it's poke-checked away. And back ahead now for Finch. Finch for Malik Howard, and the pass was too strong, out of bounds, and it's going to go back here to the Trojans. Boy, end-to-end action, but both teams having a little trouble holding onto the basketball at the moment with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with a 43-33 lead here over Green. And the Trojans will bring it back up the floor. Here's Erickson on the right side as Green goes right to left. Erickson down low will dish one off here for Ryan Smith, but he was fouled before the pass. And we'll have a whistle. So Chase Johnson is whistled for his second foul, sixth team foul on Sydney, so that could start to come into play. Sydney with 6 fouls as a team, Green with 4. Trojans will get it in. Here's Nate Berry. Baseline drive, and he's fouled, and this time it's by Ryan Harris of Sydney. Great move there by Nate Berry, and now Green's going to be shooting the rest of the way. A 1-1 situation here for the Trojans. And if you're behind, one way you can get back into the ball game is by shooting foul shots when the clock is stopped. So Berry will step to the line here. First shot coming. This one off the front of the rim. Just didn't quite get enough mustard on that one. And Finch came down with a rebound and he's fouled. with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So the foul will be on Walters, his second and the team's fifth. So the foul starting to pile up a little bit here over the last minute for both teams. Sydney will beat the press as they go left to right on your radio dial. Again, a 10-point lead, 43-33 here for the Warriors. Left side for Malik Howard, dribbles between the legs, picks up his dribble, and now we'll dish one off here for Ethan Finch. Finch to the high post. Back out for Malik Howard. Fires up a three. Can't get the shooter's roll on that one. Went all the way around the cylinder before it popped out. About halfway down, but it wouldn't go. Green tries to pass one down low, looking for Ryan Smith. It was too tall for him, and that's saying something, being 6'5", and it sails out of bounds. Goes back to the Warriors. Our score is still 43-33, and here's Chase Johnson down the floor, finding Harris in the corner. Back out for Finch. Finch finds Steven Smith, pump fakes, gets tripped up, but gets the ball to Finch, fires up a three off the front of the rim. Ball is loose, Johnson's able to track it down, and Sydney has a fresh shot clock to work with. Into the corner now for Johnson, he wants a three, fires one up, hits off the side of the rim, and it's no good, and it's picked up here by the Green Trojans. Ahead now for Erickson. Erickson in the paint. Back out. Nate Berry. Left side. Three. Got it. It's pure for Nate Berry. He's got 9 points. Timeout taken by the Trojans with 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 43. Green 36. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 43-36, the Sydney boys on top here at home over the visiting Green Trojans. But still a lot of time left in this ballgame as the Trojans trying to crawl back in. To midcourt, here is Chase Johnson. Johnson takes it right to the rim, had a wide-open layup, but instead tried to pass, and Green is going to steal it away, and back up the floor they come. Here's Erickson to the right side. Erickson finding Mitchell Walters. Walters for Spencer Klump. Klump now for Erickson on the left side. And a steal here by Harris. A reach-in foul, though, is what they will whistle him for. So that will be his fourth and the team's eighth. And stepping to the line will be Erickson. Some pretty even scoring here. Berry with 9, Erickson with 8, Smith with 8, Walters with 4 for Green. Erickson's first shot off the back of the rim. Ball is loose. Out of bounds. No, Harris saved it, but it goes right to Erickson. Erickson takes it to the rim and lays it up and in. The Dr. J finger roll is good, and he's got 10. And it's 43-38 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. This one is far from over. Right side for Steven Smith. Smith into the corner now for Chase Johnson. Johnson looking for options, goes back to Finch. High post pass now here for Smith. Across for Harris. And back to the top of the key for Smith. Working it around with 15 on the shot clock. Sydney going left to right. They pass down low for Harris. Tried to save it. He does. To the high post with 10 on the shot clock. Here's Harris down low. Pump fakes and travels. Shuffled his feet there with 3 minutes to go exactly in the fourth quarter. Possession back to the Trojans. 43-38 the score. And Green will have the ball back. This could be a big one. They could cut it down to 3, possibly even 2 here. Erickson's going to take it right to the rim, up, and it's good. He's got 12, and it's 43-40, a 3-point ball game with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors back down the floor on the right side. Bounce pass here for Steven Smith. Smith back from Malik Howard. Thought about a 3, didn't pull the trigger, though. Goes to the high post for Finch. Finch now for Smith. And back for Howard. Tries a three-pointer. Dies on the back rim. Johnson with a rebound. Keeping it alive here for Sydney. Finch down low for Smith. Little baby hook and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. But we'll head to the charity stripe with 2:23 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's Sydney 43, Green 40. Two big shots coming up here at the line for Stephen Smith, who has 20 points. So Smith with a double-double so far here tonight. Big opportunity here for Smith at the line. First one is good. Trying to create some padding here between the Warriors and the Trojans. Harris comes out. Liam Matthews back in. Timeout is taken here by Sydney. We'll step away with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 44-40. Sydney on top of Green. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney boys leading 44-40. Out of the timeout, Stephen Smith with 21 points for Sydney stands at the line. His second shot coming is 1-for-1 so far. Trying to give the Warriors a little bit of breathing room here, and it's good. Smith having a whale of a night. He's got 22, and it's 45-40. Sydney boys up by five, but Green will not quit. Erickson with the last two buckets has been great for the Trojans. Erickson now wants a three-pointer straight away off the back of the rim. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Sydney Warriors. Good boxing out there by Sydney to make sure Green couldn't scoop in for that rebound. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney will bring it up the floor. Here is Finch. Bounce pass. Back now for Stephen Smith. Smith to the far side for Finch. They're looking to get towards the half-court timeline. They get it across. Far side, Johnson. Johnson back for Finch. And Finch back for Smith. Sydney willing to work it around to the top of the key. Down low for Matthews. Matthews lost control of it, and Green will steal it away with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Klump gets across the half-court timeline. Klump down low. Gets stuck in a trap, and Sydney will come away with the basketball. Finch down the left side of the floor. Klump in his grill trying to steal it back, but instead he gets the ball off here for Smith. Now back for Finch. A deep three left side. Left it short. Rebound is loose. Malik Howard comes away with it with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Howard now gets it back for Stephen Smith. Sydney struggling to get some room to breathe here on offense. Smith finally will put on the brakes, and they'll leave him alone here for a second. Passes down low for Finch, hanging in the air, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Couldn't get the shot to go with a minute 7 to go in the fourth quarter. So that is Berry's first foul. Foul on Green's Nathan Berry. His first, team 7th. Finch to the line. No matter what happens here in this crazy finish tonight, we'll have our post-game show coming up. Stay tuned for that as Finch gets the first one to go. He has 9. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, courtesy of NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Finch goes 2-for-2. He's into double figures. He has 10, and it's 47-40 now with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Can Green pull off a miraculous comeback here in the fourth quarter? Here's Klump back for Erickson into the corner for Berry. For a three, Berry can't get it to go. Rebound for Finch. Finch, a pass ahead here for Liam Matthews. Matthews wants to pull it out, and he is fouled by Nate Erickson with 48 seconds to go. So that will be his 4th on Erickson and the team's 8th foul. And so heading to the line, here will be Liam Matthews, who has 4 points tonight. So some big foul shots here could potentially maybe put this game on ice for the Sydney Warriors. First one is off the mark, no good. Erickson swoops in for a rebound, and back up the floor he comes. Nate Erickson, far side, finding Spencer Klump from downtown. Shot won't go. Rebound is scooped up here by Sydney. Off to the races they come. Here's Finch. Finch to midcourt. Finch across now for Malik Howard. Howard dribbles through a double team. Back across for Chase Johnson. Sydney works the ball around here with 25 seconds left. To the far side for Finch. They're just trying to kill some time here. Green has not fouled yet, and finally they do. Chase Johnson in the corner will head to the line. I believe this will be the fifth foul here on Ryan Smith. He had no choice but to wrap him up with 21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. So Smith will go to the bench, and Bobby Mills will check back in. So with 21 seconds left, it looks like the Sydney boys will escape and hold on for a win here at home against the Green Trojans in MAC play, as Chase Johnson will head to the line here for Sydney, looking for his first points of the evening. Johnson's first shot is up and good for the junior wearing number 12. Second shot coming here for Chase Johnson. Deep breath, lets it fly, and it's good. Two for two. Good job there by Chase Johnson, and Sydney leads 49-40. They'll look to bring it up the floor here with Erickson. Erickson to the far side now for Nate Berry. Berry for three. Air ball there as he tried to chuck one up from NBA range, out of bounds and back to Sydney with 14 seconds to go. It looks like the Warriors will hang on for a victory here tonight. Green still with some full court pressure. Steven Smith will look to get it in. Thought about a home run pass, doesn't let it go. Up the wing now for Johnson as the clock hits 10 seconds left. Johnson, left side, will pull it back out. Bounce pass up now for Finch. Finch will let the clock run out, and Sydney is going to escape with a 49-40 victory here tonight. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Sydney High School. It's time for the post-game show as the Sydney boys defeat Green 49-40 here for a Big Mac victory at home. This was a great one here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, a game-high 22 points from Steven Smith here tonight. He was excellent and ends up with a double-double. Ethan Finch with 10 points, 6 points for Malik Howard, 4 points for Liam Matthews, 2 apiece for Lucas Tanner and Chase Johnson, and 3 for Ryan Harris. On the other side for Green, they are led by a 12-point effort from Nate Erickson, 9 from Nate Berry, 8 from Ryan Smith, 5 from Spencer Klump, 4 from Evan Walters, and 2 from Mitchell Walters. So very even scoring tonight for Green. They came all the way back, got it down to 4 points. But Sydney just had too much in the end, and they were able to take it away. Let's do our post-game awards now. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We will give that tonight to Stephen Smith, 22 points from Sydney. He's got a big smile on his face during the postgame here tonight. He was fantastic, leading Sydney to the victory. So Stephen Smith is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Nate Erickson from Green, a team-high 12 points, and I just thought he was outstanding. Several points in the game where he got the big steals, he got the big basket, he got the big rebound, and did a little bit of everything for Green, but I thought defensively he did a good job of holding the guards in check. To hold Ethan Finch to 10 points is a great job, so we will give that tonight to Nate Erickson from Green. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that award tonight to Ethan Finch from Sydney. Yes, only 10 points tonight, but I thought he did a lot of other things really well. He rebounded the ball extremely well, especially in the fourth quarter when I thought Sydney had to hold Green to one shot. If they were going to give them a bunch of different possessions, you know, two or three chances on each possession, Green was finding ways to put the basket in, put the ball in the basket. So I thought Finch getting a lot of those and then starting that fast break was really huge. So we'll give Ethan Finch our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. So that's going to do it. Those are our two games this week. We had GMU and Morris boys last night and tonight, Green and Sydney boys. We won't have a game this Friday. I'll be out somewhere at a game, updates on Twitter, so you can follow along there. But make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have a ton of great games coming next week, a lot of boys and girls MAC contests that will certainly be a lot of fun. So our final score here again tonight, the Sydney boys defeating Green 49-40. Thanks for tuning in on WCDOsports.com or WCDO, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. He's our in-game producer tonight. For Jim Tomeo, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you next time on WCDO.